Carol Granato is excited about the work planned on her home at 163 Tyler Street that will include a new roof, exterior painting, new bathroom plumbing, and three new windows.
We're kind of like in shock, you know, to have a program come in like this and do this work for us and our neighbors.
Granato and her husband Oscar have lived in the home for 32 years. It's where they raised their family. Oscar Granato is a Vietnam veteran who, at the age of 72, still works a factory job. He needs the health insurance to cover the medical bills for his wife, diagnosed last year with breast cancer. Colleen Loveless, the executive director of the Springfield affiliate of Rebuilding Together, the nonprofit that is undertaking Saturday's project, said the Old Hill neighborhood was picked because there are many residents like the Granatos who have lived there for decades but cannot afford the upkeep on their homes.
The way revitalization really happens, it's house by house, block by block.
Major work on the selected homes will include new roofs, energy-efficient windows and doors, painting, vinyl siding, replacing rickety stairs and sagging porches. Some houses are being converted from oil heat to natural gas. There'll be yard work done, shrubs and flowers planted. A community garden will be started.
So it's quite an undertaking, and there's a little bit of preparation work going on here. But that day, probably 90% of the work will be done by the volunteers themselves.
Several contractors have donated their time to do more skilled labor. Loveless said the donated materials have an estimated value of $500,000.
This program and this event is 100% privately funded. Over half of the investment is coming from outside of the Springfield community. We have donors and sponsors and volunteers coming from out of state. It's really a great investment in Springfield.
The largely residential Old Hill neighborhood has been the focus in recent years of government-sponsored revitalization programs. Several nonprofit groups have built brand new houses. There are still boarded up abandoned buildings and vacant trash-strewn lots. Esther Russell has lived in the neighborhood for 16 years and said it is beginning to change for the better.
Years ago, I used to see things as far as gang-related activity and all. That's no longer here. It's really evolved into a more positive neighborhood, and I think it's nice to see these things happening. These are people that care about their property, but they just haven't had the funds to do anything. So
Ethel Griffin, the president of the Old Hill Neighborhood Council, believes Saturday's major undertaking will make a big difference.
What it does, it encourages other people on other streets to start doing something at their house, to know what can be done. I mean, this neighborhood is an old neighborhood, and it's just in desperate need of renovation. And what it means is that some of our people, the older people in particular, can live here and feel comfortable living here. They'll feel safe.
Volunteer registration for Saturday's project has closed. Rebuilding Together will have other projects in the future. The Springfield affiliate has rebuilt more than 70 homes in the past year, including many that were damaged by the 2011 tornado. The National Rebuilding Together was founded more than 30 years ago as an organization dedicated to preserving affordable home ownership. The organization has been working recently on rebuilding projects in areas affected by Superstorm Sandy. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.